Evaluating the impact of an intervention is key to knowing how successful the approach was, and importantly, if it was cost-effective. For interventions that aim to reduce the risk for a disease developing later in life, simulation models may be used. Winifred Paulus is a PhD student at the Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. She's reviewed the scientific literature concerning intervention studies that focused on weight reduction and the effect on quality of life. By using the data from these studies, she used mathematical models to calculate the cost-effectiveness of these interventions. She explains.
We conducted a systematic review to determine if multidisciplinary interventions for the management of childhood obesity improve quality of life and if they are cost-effective. Studies were included if they were RCTs and studied multidisciplinary programs, if they studied overweight or obese children and reported quality of life and or cost. Finally, 11 studies were included in our review. And we extracted the data, pooled the studies that reported quality of life and determined the cost effectiveness with some models.
What kind of models did you use?
We determined the cost effectiveness with the Hollingworth model, published in the International Journal of Obesity of 2012. He estimated the direct medical costs that are saved when a child loses weight. So there are medical costs associated with diabetes, with coronary heart disease, with a stroke and certain types of cancers. And how much would the incidence of these diseases decrease if a child loses weight? And how much money would save that? So that's a model he calculated. And we could compare the effect sizes on BMI of the studies included in our review and the cost of the programs of our review. And we compared that with the model. And that's how we determined cost effectiveness.
Models that look at future disease incidence to calculate cost effectiveness are based on certain assumptions. Can you tell us a bit more about the assumptions and about the validity of the results?
The models are indeed based on several assumptions. One is a big assumption is that the weight reduction in children will remain. Other assumptions are the medical costs are only based on 5 big diseases. But there are so much more diseases associated with obesity. For example, osteoarthritis, very common and associated with obesity, and the savings in that disease were not encountered. And these are the costs at this moment in 2012. We don't know what will happen with the medical costs in the future. And these are only medical costs saved. We know, for example, that obese adults show more absenteeism and less productivity at work. And it could be that if children lose weight, they will become less obese adults or no obese adults and show more productivity at work. And this will lead to extra savings as well. And that's not in the model. And I think this model is conservative and very careful. And we finally found that 2 out of 3 multidisciplinary interventions are cost effective.
Did you have any recommendations for future interventions in this field?
One surprising thing was we found more than 2,000 articles and only 11 studies could be included in our study because so little studies report quality of life and the cost of their intervention. And I think it's really important to know what the cost of an intervention was. So I would recommend at least to report the cost of the interventions and measure quality of life if possible.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.